In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom discusses progress toward approval of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and the agreement's long-term importance to the red meat industry.
We'd feel like progress is being made towards a vote and hopeful implementation of USMCA. Things are working fine at the moment under NAFTA, but in order to assure stability and a go-forward path where we don't have to worry about any interruptions in the supply chain, getting USMCA is definitely a priority for beef, pork, and lamb industries. We ran many years in a row setting record after record on pork to Mexico. Unfortunately, from mid-18 to middle part of 2019, we had a 20% duty. And from my days when I was an exporter myself, it's always harder to get a customer back the second time versus the first time. This is what we're dealing with right now. It's going to take us some time to get that lost share back. But this just highlights the importance of getting USMCA passed and implemented so that our customers know that we'll be there 52 weeks a year, every year, to supply pork to them.
USMCA also holds benefits for U.S. beef exports.
We avoided having duties implemented on beef, but still I think there was some fallout from the pork side because a lot of these buyers in Mexico handle both beef and pork. And there was some concern during that year when we had the pork duties on that it could spill over into beef. It never did, but just once again highlights the importance of this agreement. Mexico is our largest market volume-wise for pork and lamb and number three on beef. However, it's even more important in terms of the product mix with the Japan-U.S. agreement hopefully being implemented soon. This would complement that nicely because the product mix to Mexico is different from Japan. So they complement each other from a carcass utilization standpoint. You get a lot of the middle meats, a lot of the plates, beef tongues, things like this going in Japan. And then the end cuts, like rounds, go to Canada and Mexico.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.